better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some devastating testimony today from two of America's most respected diplomats. One of the most devastating new details we heard today was from Ambassador Taylor. The top diplomat to Ukraine testified about a phone call.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Here is an eyewitness account or an ear witness account of overhearing the president on the phone with Gordon Sondland.
Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this sense.
Well, gentlemen, yield, because none of those exceptions would apply to this testimony.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What I can do here for you today is tell you what I heard from people. I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard.
I worried about what I had heard concerning the role of Rudy Giuliani.
I've told you what I heard.
What you heard did not happen.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The one criticism of these two witnesses is that neither of them had direct contact with the president.
Ever.
And yeah, that's a problem if you're going to impeach the president.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deval Patrick.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
And if you go down there, you better just be well. A man named Leroy Brown.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Oh, dear. It would seem I'm off to a poor start. Well, better late than never.
Come be a part of this. We will build as we climb.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting from scenic South Florida again today. Sunny South Florida. It's raining, but it's good. It's okay. We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. Grace and I are reacting to the gigantic, momentous news that Deval Patrick is running for president. A nation turns its lonely eyes to Deval. Come out from behind that fire hydrant, Deval.
I saw him once at a hair salon, you know.
At a hair salon?
Yeah, I was getting my hair done.
I hope he was getting a discount. He doesn't have a lot of hair.
But I was thinking, wow, that's Deval Patrick. But it was years after he was governor, so it wasn't that exciting.
Anyway, if you want to join us today on the Howie Carr Show.
Did they have him sit on a phone book?
Had I known I was going to work for Howie Carr and meet all sorts of political legends, I wouldn't have been as starstruck.
Yeah, he's not a big deal.
He did once joke about putting me in the trunk of a car with a convicted felon, former Massachusetts House Speaker named Felon Finneran. And I was so shocked. And my PTSD, I witnessed the crime that the felonious legislator had committed in front of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. He lied. He obstructed justice. He perjured himself. I wrote a letter. I was at first at his sentencing, I was not allowed to make a victim impact statement. That really irritated me.
I just want everyone to know that during this break, Howie looks at me and goes, I really did write a letter, Grace. I really did. I'm like, I have no doubt in my mind that you would write a letter.
I said, dear Judge Stearns, I know you gave this guy probation, even though I thought he should have done some hard time. But you didn't take my... You didn't heed my wise sage counsel, and you let him go free. The speaker claimed, "I'd taken too much Advil that morning. I was Advil addled. That's why I committed those multiple felonies." Inspector Carr wasn't buying that.
They're not
excuse.
Making Advil like they used to. Howie, you're like Billy Bulger in the sense that you're much better to have as a friend than an enemy.
As Zip Connolly said in one of our podcasts. Anyway, so I wrote the judge and I said, I think you should, throw Finneran back in prison because this is what he said to me. And the governor of Massachusetts laughed when they talked about putting me, a distinguished taxpaying citizen, in the trunk of a car.
I mean... When, it's kind of funny.
When the phone didn't ring, I knew it was Judge Stearns getting back to me.
I got a proposal for the governor. The governor and I are going to take Howie Carr for a ride. Three will leave. Only two will come back. We'll take a little pool on who it is. And by the way, the Stateys are here, and these are good guys. They ain't going to be talking either. I know. So it'll be three who leave in the car. Only two will come back. No questions will be asked.
Behave.
Who knew that the state troopers would go to prison before either me or Felon Finneran?
Who was the guy that Finneran had on the phone? Who was he talking to? Was it just a call-in?
No, I don't. Yeah, I guess it was a call-in. Yeah, this was Felon Finneran, after he was disbarred, he got a talk show on my radio station. I had to have T-shirts printed up because I didn't want to be confused with Felon Finneran. I had a T-shirt printed up, a polo shirt that said, "I am not a felon." So in case we ever did any station events, I'd never be confused with the former House Speaker. You didn't know that, Grace?
No, I did. I actually sometimes used to listen to his talk show. He wasn't a bad host, honestly. But I do know that you wore those T-shirts because my mom always thought it was so funny. All right, are you guys ready for Grace's news? I want to start with a light story. Residents authorized to kill invasive ducks running amok in town. This is a story out of Pearland, Texas.
He's a good boy.
They're just a human being.
They probably are good boys, though.
You notice this is not out of New Jersey. New Jersey's got a problem with turkeys, and they don't know what to do because it's a blue state. They didn't want to kill the bears in New Jersey when they were running amok. But here is Texas. They have a problem. They know how to solve it, don't they? And tell us what kind of ducks are those?
Muscovy.
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 What does Muscovy mean?
I don't have to tell you. You know what it means.
That's Russian. These are Russian ducks. Muscovy means Moscow.
Are they going to give us the kompromat on President Trump?
What is it with these foreign fowl? Canada geese. Muscovy ducks.
Muscovy ducks are taking over a Texas town, and residents are now being encouraged to trap or even shoot them in some cases. The city of Pearland is allowing landowners and homeowners associations to address the ducks as seen fit and within legal parameters. The key is legal parameters, not as seen fit. Because I can tell you, when people get annoyed with animals, a lot seems fit.
Well, it says you can't shoot them. You know, you can't. They're not having duck bounty hunters in Pearland, Texas. You have to wait till they come onto your own property before you can open fire.
And you have to use non-toxic bullets, whatever that means. What
good is a bullet if it's non-toxic?
From the reports that we've heard, the ducks tend to be aggressive on properties, and they push other species out and different things like that.
Much like Canada geese and wild turkey, which are at least natives of America.
And can I tell you something? I know I said this about birds, because every year at the Big E, that little bird comes and sits on my shoulder. But there's something about when a bird goes like this, and I'm on Newsmax now, so I can do the visual. When a bird reaches out its long wings and starts flapping, that is so terrifying and aggressive that it really scares me. And I wouldn't want a turkey or a duck or a swan or a geese in my backyard. They can be very... Have you seen birds with Tippi Hedren?
I have.
That's all you need to know.
I have nightmares.
And guess what? If Tippi was around those ducks, you know what she would see as fit? She'd probably kill those ducks too. So you just got to be careful, guys. Keep your head out.
Grace, as scary as birds was, have you ever been threatened with being put in the trunk of a car?
No. But
by a felonious House Speaker and a 66-inch high governor of Massachusetts?
No, but I don't get into as many beefs as you do. I don't try to take on the whole world. I just try to go along to get along. Jeffrey Epstein's creepy New York City mansion could be worth $100 million. Shortly after Epstein died in August, brokers began to hover over his 9 East 71st Street, the 50th.
Is it haunted? Like the Addams Family or where the Munsters lived?
It's a 7-story mansion, and it would be worth at least $100 million.
I thought it was worth $58 million.
No, 100.
Getting dead does a lot for your, not just your social standing, but also apparently your real estate portfolio. When he was alive, they were saying it was worth $58
million. Yeah, well, now it has a little cachet. Maybe he left some of those Bill Clinton paintings hanging around. People think they can grab those,
that would
those
cut
too.
The price.
the neighborhood was gentrified.
Yes. De Blasio blames MTA for subway food vendor arrest.
Oh, okay. It's always somebody else's fault with that guy. How about the guy on Staten Island with the Lucy's? That wasn't his fault either.
He passes the buck a lot. And now there's been a few high-profile subway food vendor arrests, I think because they were super aggressive. And now his honor...
They don't have, Grace, you're not explaining this well, though. They don't have licenses. How can you have people selling food? You don't know what's in that food.
No, 100%. But here's the issue. De Blasio is saying, well, the MTA should start, you know, surveilling their property and handling this themselves. And the MTA people are like, listen, our job is to be the transportation authority. We're not in charge of people who come in here and try to sell food. That's like the city. That's your problem.
Right.
So, and now they're also saying you guys haven't raised the cap since the 80s, which I think that means they've only let a certain amount of people have food licenses.
Well, there's another problem, too, is that the one that they got into the beef with, all the headlines over the weekend, she'd been arrested 10 times.
The churro lady?
Yeah, and they never prosecuted her. So, of course, I think she's an illegal alien, too. So, of course, she says, what do I care if they, pinch me? They're not doing anything to me, so I'm just going to go
times,
back the next
100
day.
Times, it's all
right.
The same. I just want to say to the MTA, Bill de Blasio doesn't have time for churros and your little small town issues. He's going to be the president of the United States, okay? He is running the campaign of our lifetime, and you guys need to get over it and figure out your own license problems.
You'd figure he'd want all those vendors because he gets the munchies so often.
I know. That's, churros, I could go for a churro
right
now.
Yeah, but he's not on the subway like everybody else. He's in a NYPD SUV.
Yeah.
Taylor, come on. Listen, today's a good day to get on the Chump Line. That's the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. Go to 844-500-4242, press 2 for the Chump Line. And you can comment on Grace going to her first cryogenics session today.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm going to explain all about the cryo when we get back on the other side. It was quite an experience. It ended better than Antonio Brown's experience. Let's just say that.
All experiences end better than Antonio Brown's.
I got a lot of tips from people yesterday, like in my family. They're like, make sure you wear socks. You don't want to end up
shoes
like...
are more important than socks.
Yeah.
844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message about Grace's first trip into a cryogenics vat.
And guys, they let you pick a song because you're in there for 3 minutes. Howie does it for like 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yes.
But I just did the traditional three. They let you pick one song to play while you're in there. And Taylor, when we get back on the other side, you will be so happy with the song I chose. Really.
Ooh,
good.
Okay, cool.
It's you're going to be proud of me.
I'm proud of my song too. But we'll get back in a moment to that. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Every state has problems that are unique to it among all of the 50 states, or 57 if you're Barack Obama. But in the case of Massachusetts, it's somewhat different because eventually all of our political problems, anyway, eventually become national political problems because all of our problems run for president. That's the prologue to the poll question today. Did you know that on average a burglary happens once every 23 seconds in the U.S.? That's why SimpliSafe's video verification technology helps police get to your home up to 3.5 times faster. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com. SimpliSafeHowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Massachusetts politician would you rather see get the Democrat nomination, Deval Patrick or Elizabeth Warren?
I think the people are being confused by this. Like, you know, who would you rather see Donald Trump smash? But I think the way you got to look at this question is, who is going to do you less harm if they ever, God forbid, were elected president? That's
right.
That's the way I want you to think of this question. And I'm going to vote. I never thought I would say this, but there is a candidate more loathsome than Deval Patrick, and that would be the fake Indian. So I'm voting for Deval Patrick.
36% say they would rather vote for Elizabeth Warren.
I think they're just saying they'd rather see her lose, lose 40 states on election night 2020. But again, when it gets down to one-on-one, anything can happen. I don't want to take I want to take as few chances as possible.
I agree. All right, guys, so let me give you the rundown. We went to cryogenics today, and Howie was really building that up and making me nervous. He said, I hope you can take it. It's really, really cold. And I went in and I played a really good song. The girl at the woman who runs the place said this was the best song choice that she'd ever heard. Twirl, twirl. Jazz hands. One, two. That would be
Grace Tavares. Was so excited she forgot to take off her robe.
I know. I was supposed to take off the robe. There's a towel underneath, and you're supposed to take off the robe so you get the full effect. But I was so excited that I went in. I was dancing around.
Why didn't you put on an overcoat before you went in?
And then halfway through, I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to have this robe on. I'm not really feeling it that much. But I'm going to try it again tomorrow, sans robe, and that's when it's going to be a real test. But if you want to see the photo.
Are you going to choose another Tavares hit to dance to?
Yes, I might need your help with that, Taylor, because I really only know the one.
That's easy.
But maybe the Penny song. What's that song? My Love's Like a Penny.
Oh, there's Who Done It. That's a good one.
Yeah, so you can give me the longest version of their song, and I'll put that on. But yeah, so if you want to see the photo of me at Cryo, it's similar to Howie's that he took the other day. I have the hat on and all the garb, so go to HowieKarcher.com, and you can see the grand reveal.
Don't you want to know what song I picked for my...
I know what song you picked.
Was it some just terrible Hank Williams song that nobody's ever heard of?
No, he's in a rock and roll phase right now,
okay.
Taylor, when he's in Palm Beach.
It seemed appropriate for being locked in a place. 30 Days in the Hole by Humble Pie.
Nobody's heard of that.
I thought I was the only one. I was like, I've never heard of that song before. Although yesterday he played Gimme Shelter, which I thought was very hep of him.
And the day before that, I played Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus.
Yeah, but it was really fun. And before I go, I do want to do... Oh!
It's a great tune. It's a great tune.
Howie goes for the full 330, right?
Well, I always like to get... I go for the full 330, and then I look for a song that's going to go 330. Because why would I get picked... The box tops the letter. It comes in at a minute 58. What am I going to do for the last minute and a half?
Howie's the biggest celeb that Cryo Place has ever seen.
No, they got a
He's
lot
like
of
He's like Walt
athletes.
Disney.
They got people from the Panthers. The Goldie comes in there from the Panthers, the NHL team. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is critical that everyone in this country be held to the same standard, and that is no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. So I believe it is appropriate for this impeachment inquiry to go forward. I think it should have happened earlier, but we're here now. Let's do it.
She was a professor at Harvard Law School, and she basically doesn't care about due process or... the right to confront one's accuser or probable cause or evidence. None of those old-fashioned Eurocentric concepts. We got to get to social justice. They don't like the guy, so you throw him in the can. Just like the third world. Let's have a banana republic here in the United States of America. See how it works out. Everybody in those banana republics is trying to get over here, and... People like Elizabeth Warren want to turn the whole country into a third world Well, what does Donald Trump call him? We can't say it on the air. Anyway, if you're fed up with this whole process that's going on, you can. We would advise that a great way to show your support for the president is to get a T-shirt, which is available at HowieCarShow.com store. It says, proud to be a deplorable, and there's an American flag underneath. It's navy blue, and it's great. It's a great T-shirt. We sold a lot of them in 2016. We brought them back for this this ridiculous thing. Everybody's very angry about it. And with the proud to be a deplorable T-shirt, you'll get a copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. This is a $35 offer for $19.99. Order now. You can get whatever size you want. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, and you can get both the book, What Really Happened, which Donald Trump tweeted out that he liked three times, twice about 10 days ago in one day, and you can get the Proud to Be Deplorables T-shirt, Proud to Be a Deplorable. We'll show you the shirts tomorrow. We're having them overnighted down from Maine, where they're made. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. You may have noticed the alt-left cable news networks, if you were clicking around to get to this one, and you went by CNN or MSNBC, they're probably talking about the Muscovy Ducks in Pearland, Texas, rather than what happened yesterday in Washington.
No, they usually, their go-to is to go to global warming or children being locked in cages on the border. I've noticed that when something is a nothing burger, they have like three backup plans.
Well, I mean, global warming is not a very good backup plan right now, considering 70% of the nation is in enduring record low temperatures.
Okay, then you got to go to the border. Babies are being torn from their mama's arms. That's their next plan.
You may be onto something there. I don't know.
It's just getting so predictable.
But anyway, I'll tell you what was very predictable too. Last night, late in the show, the final hour, the Associated Press, that's the big wire service. They provide copy for all the smaller regional papers. They came up with a new theme, a new talking point for the Democrats, and that's this bombshell information from Bill Taylor. The Walter Cronkite sound-alike. And he said that one of his aides was in a bar, I guess, and he overheard one of Trump's ambassadors, Sundland, who owns boutique hotels in many places, including Boston. Sundland, he overheard him. He was eavesdropping. And he overheard Sundland's end of the conversation, and he was actually talking to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was asking him about how the investigations were coming along in Ukraine. The investigations, not how the bribe is coming along, or is the murder contract be let out, or when are they delivering the kilos of cocaine? He was asking how the investigations were going.
Wait a second, what kind of bar is this?
I have no idea.
That it's so quiet that you can not only eavesdrop, you can hear
both sides of the conversation.
And you can put together what they're talking about and then, oh no, he's definitely on with the president. Like, you're talking to Grace Curley here. I go to a lot of bars and I'm a big eavesdropper and I've never pulled one like that.
It must be like one of those old TV shows when the guy's holding up the phone and you can hear the guy talking and then you can hear the person talking,
yeah.
You know.
Wah, 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 wah.
So this was the big bombshell last night on AP was promoting this. There was a, you know, and it was such an earth-shattering development that the aide who overheard this forgot to tell Taylor about it for 2 months. Like, so, you know, when you get big news, somebody I used to work for just got fired. He worked for the worst radio company in America. So the news was texted to me instantaneously, and I texted it to the mailroom manager instantaneously. We're all having a big chuckle about it. It's an early Christmas present. So this guy overhears the president of the United States obstructing justice or something, and he doesn't even bother to tell his boss for 2 months.
Howie, when my source gets a photo of Bill Weld on a train, yes. I call you.
Yes.
Even if it's 6:30 in the morning, I go, we got a Weld picture on the train.
Yes. Looking somewhat the worse for wear. after whatever he did the previous night.
Imagine if I had a hot political scoop and I told you 2 months after.
Yeah.
I think I'd be fired for being incompetent.
I'd make the next time you went into the cryo chamber, you wouldn't be wearing shoes, I'll tell you that. You'd be punished. Anyway, so listen, so here it is. So you don't expect anything out of the New York Times, right, or the Washington Post. You know, they're just Democrat Party organs like Pravda or Izvestia were for the Soviet Union, the Kremlin. But you do expect something out of the Wall Street Journal. So here's the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. I was kind of disappointed. Public hearing surfaces new claim. Envoy discloses additional Ukraine call as impeachment inquiry opens up. So this is the stupid story I was telling you about, the barroom conversation. Public hearing surfaces new claim. Now, you didn't go to journalism school, Grace, but, you know, when you write a headline like this, public hearing surfaces new claim, you would think that they would mention the new claim in the first paragraph, right?
That's sentence, usually.
It's called the lead of the story, right? So I pick up the paper, okay? There's nothing here in the lead about this bombshell new claim. I go down to the bottom, nothing on the front page. I go into the jump, as it's called, on page A6. You got to get to the ninth paragraph, the second sentence of the ninth paragraph before the bombshell is even mentioned. And the Wall Street Journal is the most legitimate national paper there is left. This is all a big joke. This is ridiculous. And tomorrow you have the former ambassador to the Ukraine. Keep that around in case a fly gets in here. So tomorrow the Ukraine ambassador, she's a woman, and the former Ukraine ambassador, she's going to go in there. She's born in Canada, and she's going to. They're hoping, they're keeping their fingers crossed that she's going to start crying. That somebody's going to make her cry, probably Jim Jordan or John Ratcliffe, the Republican congressman. And they're going to ask her some nasty question like, are you connected to all these unmaskings that were attributed to you, meaning that they started following the social media of various conservative activists? She was a rabid anti-Trumper. Even when Trump became president, she's still in Kiev as the ambassador, and she's ripping Trump to shreds at every opportunity she's got. And she's following all these conservative activists and journalists, and she's claimed that she knew nothing about it. She knew nothing about it. They were just delivering her this stuff that she hadn't asked for, like Don Trump Jr.'s texts, you know? So I got a phone here. If I get a call I didn't ask for or don't want, something comes up. I'll bet it does on your phone too. It's called a spam risk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How come the former ambassador didn't have something on her phone that said unmasking risk? Unwanted unmaskings of Republican activists coming into your phone. She says she knew nothing about it.
She knew nothing.
Nothing. Nothing about it.
Howie, you actually have one right now, spam risk.
It's probably some text, about Deval Patrick's text coming into me from the National Security Administration. 844-500-4242. Do we have any calls up here? I can't tell from there. Have we got anybody ready to go? Let's take a look here.
Yeah, we have John, I believe.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Mr. Carr. It's very nice talking to you. I'm so angry. I don't know which way to approach this, but where did they find these two turrets? Under a rock? I mean, Kent and Taylor, are you kidding me? And is it true that Pompeo got this guy
that
job?
Yes, Trump, that's very disappointing, isn't it?
My president needs to get, please listen to me, Mr. President, get new people that you can trust. Get rid of these slugs.
I think,
God.
You know, John, I can't defend what Pompeo did. He picked this guy, you called him a turd. I'd just call him a snake in the grass, Taylor. He picked him, but I think it was just off a list of, like run-of-the-mill You know, in baseball, a utility infielder type guy from the State Department, good baseball man, one word. You know, good State Department man. He just picked them and didn't think it was a big deal. And then this guy turns out to be a snake in the grass. And then I have a feeling, I'm pretty sure, that George Kent, you know, the guy with the bow tie, the State Department is full of people like that. Those are the people that have always gravitated towards the State Department. You know, rich, trust funded, they think of themselves as blue blood and better than us. And he was such a snot. They were both snots. And then Spire, the congresswoman from California, gets up there and says, "Thank you for your great patriotic service." Give me a break. I mean, he's just sitting around Foggy Bottom, sharpening pencils and shuffling papers.
Howie, this is pretty funny. Remember yesterday, Matthew Dowd had that really mean tweet about that woman, Stefanik?
Elise Stefanik, yes.
Stefanik. So he was getting a lot of heat for writing such a
nasty
tweet. And The Hill put out a story, and he's been at ABC for maybe over 10 years, mm-hmm. or at least 10 years. And do you know what they called him on The Hill headline?
What?
Former Bush staffer. So now they're getting a lot of heat for that. Trying to spin it into a Republican thing. Matthew Dowd? He's about as much of a Republican as Mueller and Comey.
I thought you were going to tell me that they had discovered that he was the one who released the video of Amy Robach talking about how they spiked her Jeffrey Epstein story.
Oh, no. Ignotus? He's not Ignotus.
He's not Ignotus.
Nor is he Ignotus Jr., who directed your DevalPatrick2020.org to your column. He's neither of those.
Yeah, you know, that happened late in the show, too. It turned out that somebody bought the web domain site, DevalPatrick2020.org. And then when you clicked on it, which a lot of people did, it went straight to my Herald column, ripping Deval Patrick. So the Globe put out a tweet saying, "Look what Howie Carr did." It's one of those. I was glad to take credit for it, but I had nothing to do with it. Today I find out, Grace, the Herald thought I did it too. They're going, "That Howie's smarter with the internet than we thought he was. He's not really an old dinosaur like we thought."
He went from learning how to use Google to boom, redirecting websites.
But I'm happy to take credit for it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
When you talk about the whistleblower, you're coming into my wheelhouse. I have more experience and intelligence than anybody in the Congress. Anybody's ever served. 25 years on the committee as top Democrat, ex officio, as speaker, and leader. I was there when we wrote the whistleblower laws. The whistleblower is there to speak truth to power and have protection from doing that. And any retribution or harm coming to a whistleblower undermines our ability to hear truth about power. So I will defend the rights of the whistleblower vehemently.
So she wrote the legislation, but apparently, like Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, she didn't read the legislation before she passed it, because this guy, under the legal definition, is not a whistleblower.
That was a little bit Joan Crawford at the Pepsi meeting. Ain't my first rodeo.
How about I have more experience with intelligence than anyone else? Wow. That's a pretty damning statement, isn't it?
That's like Biden Congress. Saying, "I bet I have a better IQ than any of you guys."
603 says, "State Department has been full of lefties, including commies, since the 1930s. I agree. And somebody also said that I should be using my John Kerry voice whenever I speak about those bow-tied bum kissers in Foggy Bottom. Mr. Chairman, Chef, it's such an honor to be before you today. That's why I bought this boss new bow tie in the matching pocket square. When I go out today, I have an ascot that
also matches it. Then I'm going to go visit to the stables to visit my string of polo ponies. Do you think George Kent has a polo? He has polo ponies. Of course he has polo ponies. They would seem very appropriate. They would seem very appropriate for his general demeanor, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Howie, I just want to say I'm watching Newsmax. And Grace, thank you. You put your hair behind the headphones. That's very nice.
I did. I've been doing it every day.
Just glad I could help. You know, now I got to help out Coop Duvall, and I'll be all set.
That's one of our nicknames for Duvall Patrick. He said he has big plans and for America in his announcement video today. And when he said big, we all immediately in Massachusetts thought of his big car. The first thing he did when he got into office was he ordered a Cadillac for himself. A Cadillac. Go ahead, George.
Well, yeah, so I just wanted to say that. So that's, I don't know. I just think, and I hate to say this, but I think this time his race is going to go against him because with Obama, who was half black, he ended up, you know, everything was because he was black. And I just don't think the American public is ready for another, oh, Duvall didn't get this done because of this and all that bickering that went on. It just made things worse. So
isn't there something, you know, it's not just for black people, but sometimes you elect somebody because he's a little different. And then the next guy that comes along who's the same group, whatever it is, you just look at him and say, yeah, been there, done that. Right. This time you got to be elected on your merits. The next person from the group. And again, not just racial, but anything, ethnic, religious, whatever. And I don't think he's going anywhere either. Thanks for the call, George. Simon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Simon. Oh, we're out of time. We'll take some more calls. We come back. We'll take more calls next hour. We got a lot of sound to play, too. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.